when Kenny Mitchell was dating his wife-to-be, they enjoyed going to the local movie theater. He probably never imagined how that theater and so many others would impact his life. Their small-town success story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Kenny Mitchell farms around Elkhart, Kansas, and as he explains, there's a theater here in their hometown that is quite special to Kenny.
There's a theater there that my father-in-law bought in 1942. He never did run it. He always leased it out. He had an agreement that his family got into the theater for free. So when I was dating his daughter, why, I'd take her to the movies, and I had to pay 50 cents, and she got in free.
But over the years, Kenny's in-laws got out of the business, and Kenny's son was now in the theater business.
They finally closed this theater down after he passed away, and Brian bought it back. For a little town of 2,000, we got a stadium seating theater with we call it an Oscar lounge.
Brian says that being in the movie business is a bit like growing a crop on the farm. There are rewards that you see as time passes.
When you see a family going in and all the little girls are dressed up in princess dresses and excited to watch Frozen 2, or you see a couple going out for their first date, or grandparents taking their grandkids and stuff, those are special moments.
And no matter the economy, Brian believes there will always be a place for a hometown movie theater.
Everyone has a kitchen table, but you still want to go out to eat. And that's the same thing with movies. You can have the fanciest home theater. You can have everything on Netflix, Disney Plus, everything else. But you know what? Sometimes you just want to go out. You want to sit in a horror movie and be scared with a bunch of strangers. You want to see it a romance or see a comedy or something. So it's just in our nature that it's still part of a social experience.
Providing those experiences and making those memories is part of the reason this farm family loves being a part of the movie business in many locations across the U.S. Traveling the countryside in Elkhart, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.